Dorothea there with Theodore. Dorothea top of the right circle. Reels it in. Hands it off. Carlson shoots. Off the post and home! William Carlson!
From the Findlay Chevrolet Fox Sports Las Vegas studio and live at lvsportsnetwork.com.
Shoots, kick save, Fleury. Rebound loose, a shot, and no! It goes through Fleury for a goal! It's Tomas Hertl, his first goal of the night!
This is the Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show, your home for access with the team, exclusive player interviews, and breaking news from around the National Hockey League. Here are your hosts, Darren Millard and Ryan Wallace.
Welcome in, Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show, Fox Sports Las Vegas. Ryan Wallace, Darren Millard, Chris Chapman live inside the Findlay Chevrolet Fox Sports Las Vegas studios. Findlay Chevrolet on the 215. Home of the...
How was the weekend, everybody?
Good. Solid. It was long.
Yeah, fine. It was great.
It was long.
Yeah, it was a long
three
weekend.
Days.
Yeah,
but you made it sound like it was like long. Like
no.
It was boring.
Just that it was a long weekend.
Okay. Because I thought, geez, I've never heard somebody go, it was too long.
Well, I didn't say too long. I just said it was
long.
Long weekend.
But the inflection was long. And Chapman, you said it was great. Did you work at all?
No. Left Friday night and... Today's the first time I've been in the building since. So,
nice.
Me too.
Did you guys travel at all?
No.
Yeah, to the liquor store.
No. So it was a good weekend.
It's always a good weekend when that's involved, yes.
Now, did you have to go twice?
No. I generally know exactly. My drinking escapades are usually planned out. So I know exactly what I'm getting when I go.
How long were you planning this one?
Well, I had an idea Friday night what I wanted to do.
Huh.
I picked up some. Well, first of all, I went out to dinner Friday night, and then Saturday morning had my agenda. Picked up some tri-tip. Picked up some Mexican beer, and then picked.
So it was a special trip for the beer.
No.
For a specific beer.
Well, no, I generally like to drink Mexican beer.
Okay.
I like Corona. I like Tecate. I like Dos Equis, Pacifico.
So that was for Friday night. What did you pour down your throat on Saturday and Sunday?
No. I bought that on Saturday morning to get me through the weekend.
Come on, Darren. Oh. You got to pay attention. Chapman said that he went out to dinner on Friday night, and then Saturday he picked up a tri-tip, and he got alcohol.
Yeah.
So you just had the beer? That was it?
No. I picked up some rum because I like to do rum and Coke as well.
Okay. And that... lasted you all weekend.
Yes, it did.
Very responsible of you.
I made sure I don't have to drive either.
Really, I like the people where you can tell, like there's an event, and I'm not talking about like planning a wedding event or anything like that, but they've got some kind of dinner function or outing, and they're walking around whatever store of choice that you like to frequent, and they are picking up every style, every flavor, and it just goes down the aisle. And those people are fun to watch because they are professionals at it. Like it's a legitimate trip, and it's not their first rodeo. They know exactly what they're looking for.
Now I am very particular when it comes to certain things. Like my rum, I am a big fan of Appleton Estates.
Well, and good choice.
And so anytime I have a special event, I make sure that that's – like when I had my wedding, my first time getting married, I was very specific in making sure that they had the beer that I wanted and that they would have the rum.
They should. It's your wedding.
Yeah. And I told my now ex-wife, I said, listen, you can have your say on you can pick out what dishes we're serving. You can pick out the colors of the chairs. You can pick out the time. The DJ, all that. But when it comes to the booze, I'm making those decisions.
So the only thing you were worried about at your first wedding was whether or not they had the right alcohol.
Yes. And I made the crucial mistake.
Well done.
I made the crucial mistake of having an open bar. And the Chapman family, not so much my ex-wife's family, most of them don't drink.
Sure.
But the Chapman family and friends, we racked up about a $10,000 bar bill.
No, if you factor into it, it's not that bad.
Well, it was 2006, so The cost for liquor was a lot.
That's ridiculous.
So with inflation, it's probably about $17,000 today.
I like Crown Royal for a Canadian or like the rye whiskey. That's about as steep as I go for like an actual specific flavor. Everything else is basically based on bottle design or label design.
That's how I pick out my wine.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. And tequila, the same thing.
Yeah.
I'll go, that's a cool bottle. I'll get that. But wine for labels, like if there's a dog on it or a horse on it, I'm a sucker for it.
Yes. Or a dog riding a bicycle or something silly like that.
Anything.
I picked up the bottle of wine that had Snoop Dogg on the label. Mm. I don't remember what it's called, like 12 Criminals or something like that.
Gotta love that. Yes, that's awesome. Yes.
And it had Snoop Dogg on it. I'm like, I had the conversation with someone today about how awful gin is. Mm-hmm. Like they always sell you on, well, it smells so botanical and it's like a bouquet of flowers. But it's like drinking hand sanitizer.
Yeah, and then I never got the gin thing.
Snoop Dogg lied to us because he had the gin and juice song. And here you are thinking Tanqueray and OJ is a good drink. And then you have a sip and you're like, oh, who's drinking this? Not me, that's for sure.
That's the thing that you have at the open bar.
Gin and juice?
Because
nobody wants it.
And the people, and you'll be able to tell the people that are drinking it because they're polluted.
That's true. See, now my father was a big Cadillac margarita guy. So, like, you're talking margarita with the addition of Grand Marnier. So it just basically like doubles the cost.
What is that? Is that what the Cadillac margarita is?
Yeah. Oh, and my 20th high school reunion. Fortunately, I had a hotel, but it was open bar. I went with Cadillac margaritas.
Hold on. Your high school reunion had an open bar?
Yes, we had the open bar.
Who's paying for that?
Not me. I think there was like a fee. Like if you're going to show up, you had to pay a fee.
Yeah,
and it was like cheap. It was like maybe $50.
But still, that's not covering an open bar.
No, well, I also went to school with some very, very, very wealthy people.
The faculty must have really loved you.
It was the reunion. There was no faculty there.
No, I'm just saying, like, the people at the school must have really loved
you. Oh, no, we did it at a hotel.
Your 20th high school reunion had an open bar.
Yeah, you believe that?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive. My 20th high school reunion would have had guards around the bar. For people. I never went to any reunions. I keep in touch with about five people from my high school class, and that's it.
Only the people who amounted to anything.
Not even people that amounted, just my buddies from high school. We stayed in touch. I don't need to see anybody that I went to high school with. If I wasn't that close to you in high school, then I'm probably not going to want to be that close to you now.
My 20th is coming up here in like a month and a half.
Are you going?
No.
No.
Not a chance.
No way.
Not a chance. I've got one friend, literally one friend that I keep in touch with from high school. That's it. That's all I need.
And the best piece of advice I could give anyone who may be going to like their reunion or it's coming up.
Plus, there's no open bar for mine.
Well, leave your spouse at home. She doesn't want to go, or he doesn't want to go.
See, that's where you're wrong. Mrs. Wallace does want to go. But Mrs. Wallace didn't know me in high school.
Oh.
So she wants to learn a little bit more about me and what I was like in high school. Very boring. Didn't do very much. Didn't love a ton of people. So, you know, there's no reason.
No, I always, and I was single at the time, so I didn't have
what,
to make
in
that.
In high school?
No, at my 20th reunion.
So I didn't have to make it in high school. Okay.
Yeah, so I didn't have to make the decision to
well
leave
done, buddy.
My SO at home. But, yeah, I can't imagine, like, these guys who drag their girlfriends or wives or the ladies who bring their husbands that did not go to school with us.
Mm-hmm. Well, they want to go.
No, I don't think they
no,
do.
They have
no,
to want to go.
I'm telling you right now. Like,
why would, like,
my
why
wife wants
else
to go.
Would they go there?
Because they'd be bored.
All no, that's, all, I know, but that's what I'm saying. The people, the spouses want to go, or else they would find an excuse not to.
I agree with that.
See, now, like, my wife, I have dinner with people in the media from time to time. And unfortunately, we get together and we talk sports. And my
wife.
Did
you go to high school with him?
No. But my wife is bored. She's bored of the conversation. Like, I had dinner with Steve Karp a couple nights ago.
And I'd be bored with Steve Karp.
Steve Karp's a good guy, though.
And I like sports.
I like Steve a lot.
Yeah, but
I don't want to have dinner
with Clay
Steve.
Baker from Raider Nation Radio was there.
Love Clay.
And we were talking Raiders and Golden Knights, and my wife kind of tunes it out. She's on Instagram after
but
5 minutes.
That's not the same thing as a high school reunion.
And she doesn't want to hear how I flipped up a table and started a massive food fight.
Well, you don't
why
want
not?
Her to know that.
I don't understand.
No, I could tell her
that.
How
did you just blend a dinner with Steve Karp with your 20th high school reunion?
Well, because
Steve Karp didn't know you in high
school. No, but what I'm saying is your significant other is bored. Like, I bet you Darren, Jennifer, she may tell you she wants to go.
No.
I don't think she wants to go.
She would not want to go.
See?
But I wouldn't go either, so.
Well, but if you did want to go, she doesn't want to go with you.
Mrs. Wallace wants to go to mine.
She's a rarity.
I told her flat out, go ahead. I'm not going to go with you. Have fun. I'm not going.
She's going to be there with pen and pad writing down.
Yeah,
she goes.
What's to be gained? If you come from a small town, I think it would be cool. To go back and see people. And we're talking small town, like one high school, and you get to connect with people because you know everybody, you know, brothers, sisters, moms, dads, everybody. And you get to go down memory lane there. If you're from a relatively sizable place, not a chance.
Yeah, my town had three public high schools, one Catholic high school, and then I had over 500 kids in my graduating class. Like,
you must have been really bored that night to go to that thing.
Oh, I had a blast. The Cadillac margaritas, they were flowing like
but
water.
But who'd you hang out with?
Well, I hung out with everybody. There was a band.
No. Who'd you hang out with?
Well, at the high school reunion?
Yes.
Well,
that was the question.
I hung out with Heather. I hung out with Justin.
Who are these people?
Nobody. You asked me who I hung out with. I'm giving you names.
Were they your friends in
yes.
high school? Was it the football team? Who
I was
it?
The guy who was cool with everybody. Like I was down with the smart kids. I was cool with the football players. I played football, so I was cool with the football players.
Hold on. You said you were down with the smart kids.
Yeah.
That seems to imply that you weren't part of the smart kids.
No, I was not part of the smart kids, okay. No.
You just had a really good...
I had a good connection. Look, yeah. The hippies, the kids who showed up in Birkenstocks and Grateful Dead t-shirts.
Did you play hacky sack with them?
No.
Come
no,
on.
But I did a couple
that
of
was
other
Rupe
things.
That was Rupe Hintz last night, by the way.
Hacky sack.
Hacky sack.
Nice transition.
Well done.
Yeah, I mean, I was friends with everybody.
Okay, send us a text, 702-876-1340. Did you go to any of your high school reunions, or will you go to any of your high school reunions, and why? Either way, I'm curious. If you did go, what was it like? And it'd be interesting to go just to see some of the cool people who are total failures. Like, that part would be cool. That's... Like, you thought you were so cool.
Not...
You are an ultimate failure. But not... everybody... Like, honestly, in Canada, everybody knew what I was doing. Mm-hmm. So there's no – that takes away half the conversation. Then I just got to sit there and either talk hockey or ask them about what they're doing. And I don't care. So I end up sitting in the corner doing nothing, wishing I was sitting at home.
That's the most Mallard thing to do,
it's
right? Like, you're wildly successful, right? And you want to go to see the failure of other successful kids in high school?
I want to see the dude that thought they were so cool and ran the high school, and is a complete failure now.
Vengeance and spite. That's
no,
all
no.
You
see,
care
I,
about.
I'm right. That may sum it up perfectly.
There's something to that because deep down, I wanted to see the people that I didn't like. I wanted to see if they failed. Like
you guys are just mean.
No, because if they were jerks to you in high school. Like, of course, part of you wants to see that they didn't have the success that they thought they were going to have.
Yeah.
So
I have no trouble with that either. If I was at I did a dinner during the All-Star break, a sports dinner for a hockey team in Canada, and the cool guy growing up was there. He's no longer cool. And I had a great time telling him every time he came over and asked for me to go over and hang out with his group, saying, yeah, I'll be right there. I never went over once, and I know for a fact that he was telling people, hey, Marm's going to come over. He's going to come and hang out. And I never once went over there. And I got great joy out of that because he was a jerk.
Jeez. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about, Darren?
Maybe some hockey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, before we get to text, are you guys going to talk hockey today?
I think people know the show by now.
No. We've gotten those in the past. Fortunately, none today.
Yeah. Like when? When was the last time we got one?
On Friday. Last week, yeah.
On Friday.
Really?
Chapman and I were talking about Fudgy the Whale and Cookie Puss, and people were mad about
it. No, and Ryan Seriously. Went down the rabbit hole of mentioning this fantastic book would really be perfect for me and you.
No, this would be great for this conversation.
Yeah.
You guys
ruined it. I stepped away for one show, and you guys ruined being able to talk about other subjects.
Well, I mean, we didn't ruin it. It's not like we sat there and only talked about Cookie Puss and Fudgy the Whale. Hmm.
And the subtle art of something.
Not giving a bleep. Yeah.
I did Disneyland. It was fun. Thank you for your suggestions, Ryan.
You're welcome.
Yeah, how was that? Was because I saw your pics on IG, and it looked fun. Like you guys had a good time.
I hung out with my 17-year-old for 2 days, and we had the greatest time. It was awesome. She's not a big ride person, but we did a lot of rides. We did Star Wars. We're both into that.
Yes.
And had a blast, and it wasn't intense. The park wasn't crammed. We enjoyed the fireworks at the end of the night. I would not have gone back for the fireworks. I fully admit that. Mm-hmm. My legs were done, but she dragged me back, and it was cool. But it was awesome. It was perfect. I could not imagine doing that place with more than one person, though.
Okay. Like,
just having choices and conversations or height restrictions if you got little ones. Mm-hmm. Like, it is a gong show. It is a goat rodeo when it comes to that, or trying to track all the new fast lines and genie things. Like, it was the two of us. Mm-hmm. We get along great, and we're in the same sphere of mentality, but if you added one more person, it would have been anarchy.
Did you do one day or two?
I was just one day.
Yeah, so I
couldn't do more than one day.
Yeah, we typically do two, and we do two back-to-back. And we do full park days when we go, and it's me, my wife, my daughter, and my son.
No thanks.
Fortunately, every ride that we want to go on, my son is tall enough to get on, so we don't have to worry about that so much. But there's like Disney shape that I think a lot of people don't really like realize you have to be.
I see grandparents doing it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, good on you.
Yep.
No chance.
22,000 steps, I think, was the last day that I did at Disney.
That's like 11 miles.
Yeah, we were both above 20,000.
Yeah.
It's
a commitment. Now, what did you think of the Star Wars ride, The Rise of the Resistance? Because that's one of my favorites.
Yeah, it was underwhelming.
Really?
Yeah. But it was okay. It was fine. With the Millennium Falcon one, mm-hmm. we got on, and you go in this pod of six, and we had somebody in on the ride. There was two of us, and then there was four other group of four.
Yeah.
And we had this know-it-all with us, and she wanted to tell us everything that was going on.
Yeah.
So I stood in the pilot seat to let my daughter go there, and she was not happy that we were splitting up the pilots, like one for them, one for us. And then she was correcting my daughter throughout the ride, and I just looked at her and gave her the like simmer down sign.
Yeah.
Nice.
And that shut it down.
Like, nice.
Like, she was talking about how many times she's been on it and what to do when I was firing things. I mean, will you just zip it? I just want to look through the glass.
That's how you handle it.
I don't go on that one anymore. Like, we let Scott pilot it one time, and it was gong show, and we just don't do it anymore.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was whatever. What was the other? I can't even remember the other one.
The Rise of the Resistance, the one where you're...
in the cart?
Yeah, yeah, you're in the cart, and Kylo Ren tries to. Yeah, and then you got that little drop at the end. It's pretty fun.
Yeah,
yeah. See, I'm more of a.
It was kind of underwhelming. I honestly liked it because I'm a Star Wars geek. Like watching stormtroopers walk around.
Yeah, yeah.
And like that was cool. And seeing a full size Millennium Falcon or an X-wing fighter or all the other the land speeder thing. Seeing those things at life shape size. That was all cool, and we went back a couple of times. But the rides,
no,
they were a little underwhelming.
Now there is something that you can do to make that a little bit more fun. Like when you're in that
drink?
Staging, no, well, there's that.
There we go.
When you're in the staging area and you've got the people that are kind of like talking back to you and telling you that you can't go here or there or whatever, you can chirp them. Like, they want you to chirp them. They want you to make them a part of the act, and then they will, like, detain you in a way. So you should do that next time. Chirp them.
I like chirping.
Yeah.
I know.
But I was a little intimidated by them.
They're not going to do anything. My son chirped them.
Yeah, they're park employees. They're not going to drop the gloves.
Like the people in charge of, what do you call them, the resistance? No.
No, it's... The rebellion is the first order.
Okay, the first order. Rebellion are the good guys. I never think of rebellion as good guys.
Well,
but
it's
in
not,
Star Wars, it
but
is.
But it's not the Rebel Alliance anymore. It's the Resistance. So it's the first order and the Resistance. It's
okay, the bad guys.
Yeah.
I look at them. I look at them like I look at the people at my high school reunion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you are nerds. I'm sorry.
Probably. Yeah. A couple texts on that, by the way.
What's that?
So Andrew says that. He won't go to his reunion. Vegas has some big schools, so it'd be me just seeing people I kind of kept in touch with on Facebook. Then everyone else will be people I don't know. Seems like a waste of time. And Vicky, Vicky says she went to basic high school in Henderson, been to her 10th, 20th, and 30th reunion. 40th was supposed to be last year, but didn't happen for some reason. She said they were all lots of fun, though.
Wait a minute. There's a 10th reunion, too?
Oh, yeah.
We had a 10th, yeah.
Oh, boy.
But it was not open bar.
I could understand the 10th. Because everybody's still sort of in that mode. You haven't turned 30 yet. The cool people are probably still sort of cool. You still got that high school connection. You turn 20, like, move on. But Vicky, right?
Yes, Vicky.
About going 10, 20. You know why there wasn't a 40th, Vicky? Because everybody moved on.
Well, like, what kind of blows me away is how many people still live like within like 15 miles of where we grew up. Like I graduated high school. In 3 months, I was on a plane living and moving to Phoenix. Like I was done with New Jersey and I've never looked back. But like I'd say like 75%.
I think that's kind of cool actually if you stayed.
No, like 75% of the people I grew up with. Like there was a girl who married a girl who I went to school with. Actually, she was a close friend of mine in school. But
what was her name?
Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
She married a Swiss guy, and she now lives in Switzerland.
Okay.
But next to me, she was the person who came from the furthest away. Like, nobody and Vegas, if you think about it, it's
nothing. What do you
mean
came from the furthest away?
Well, like the furthest person traveled. Yeah.
To the reunion, yeah.
I mean, she came from Switzerland.
Yeah.
Nobody else came. Like, we had, like, one or two people who moved to Florida, some people in Virginia. But, like, almost everybody still lives right outside Toms River. It's kind of boring. Like,
who's the person that you wanted most to go back and see as a failure?
Oh boy.
Oh man.
What was that person's name?
He did not show up.
No, but what was his name?
His name was Chris.
Mine too.
and believe it or not,
mine too.
He was the goalie on the hockey team.
Oh wow.
But he was a loudmouth. Bigger mouth than me. And he was a bigger guy, so he could kick my butt. But I don't know why. I just didn't like him.
I don't think there's anyone for me, honestly.
You liar.
No, I'm not. I'm not lying.
That's a total lie because everybody hated somebody.
I didn't hate anybody in high school.
Well, then you didn't go to high school.
No, I did go to high school. I just had other things to worry about, honestly. Like,
you were homeschooled.
I wasn't homeschooled. I went to high school.
Because that's the only way you got through high school without not liking somebody.
When you have parents that are sick and you got to take care of them, you start to think about more things beyond just high school. I didn't care about anybody in high school. Didn't matter to me.
There was lots of people I didn't like. Maybe because I was kind of nerdy.
That's your general disposition anyway.
I was nerdy. I'm way cooler now than I was in high school.
Here you are saying you're nerdy, yet you tell us that you used to copy off of Kevin Cheveldayoff.
Yeah. Well, he sat beside me.
Hold on. You're
and
cooler,
we both played hockey.
You're cooler now than when you were in
way
high school?
Way cooler.
In what ways?
I'm a big deal now.
Well,
in high school, I was
a
nerd.
In your own mind.
I was a
Chapman,
nerd.
Chapman, save that drop. Come on.
Yes. I was a nerd in high school. But now, I'm a big thing. I probably about 24, I became a big deal, and I just wrote it out.
Okay, so just real quick fun fact.
Yeah.
I'm not going to my high school reunion.
No.
However.
You went, I would dog you all the way there.
Yeah, well, I don't have to worry about that. But I will say this. One of the most famous movies that involved a high school reunion, Romy and Michelle's high school reunion, that was filmed at my high school.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Pretty wild. That's the closest.
Was that Lisa Kudrow?
It was.
Who
yeah.
was Mira Sorvino?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I just watched it the other day with Charlotte.
Nice. People always have this romantic notion that they're going to go back and they're going to hook up because they've gone through two marriages and they're going to reconnect with their high school sweetheart. That's not going to happen either.
Yeah, I didn't have a high school sweetheart, so there was no romanticism there.
I didn't even have a sweet.
I didn't care about high school.
none of my high school memories involved anything being popular, cool, or having a date.
That sounds like a you problem.
I like playing hockey. That's all I did.
Yeah.
And I had a couple of buddies. And we're still buddies today. And that's the only people I want to see.
Terry tweets in. He never went to his reunion. He was in the military most of the time. So.
Well, Terry could have done it. See, Terry would be a popular high school reunion attendee.
Career military guy?
Terry, what are you doing? I'm in the military. Mm-hmm. You've been theater? Yeah. What have you done? I can't tell you. And Terry, even if it was fake, Terry, you could just, by just saying, I can't tell you, mm-hmm. you'd be the coolest guy.
Oh, well, I'm sure Terry's just cool anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, he'd just be the coolest guy.
It's
no, seriously, have you shot anybody? Can't tell you. You kill anybody? Can't tell you.
You seen classified documents? Can't tell
you. No, can't tell you.
You jump out of an airplane, Terry?
Can't tell you.
Maybe.
Do you have one of those cool knives, Terry?
I'm not at liberty to say.
Yeah.
I always like really talking to the military people the guys who ended up serving, because they always have really good stories.
Yeah. My brother did a tour in Afghanistan, but he's in the logistics side of it. He never got outside the fence, and I bug him all the time. Like, he went to Afghanistan and he typed. That's what he did.
My cousin's husband,
it doesn't
same
go
thing.
Very well.
He's an officer, and that's basically what he did.
An officer.
Yes, in the Navy.
Typed. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
That's I would want to do that. I wouldn't want to see any.
Yeah, you went to Afghanistan, right?
Yeah, I've been to war twice.
Mm. I don't know if you've been. Well, I guess technically, right? I mean, well, you were in the war zone.
We had a couple of missile attacks, rocket attacks.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, but I was the first guy under the bench.
I'm sure you were.
I was dragging people out.
This Chapman, you'll get this, but he was looking to escape, evade, or what was the last one?
Save myself.
Confront.
Confront. No confronting going on there.
No.
Save.
Escape.
Myself.
Yes.
That's what it was all about. We'll get some more reactions to high school reunions as we go along. Get back into the Stanley Cup playoffs. 2-1 series lead for the New York Rangers and the Dallas Stars. We've got a pile of coaching news to talk about as we get into things on the VGK Insider Show on Fox Sports Las Vegas. Stay with us. Chris Chapman, what's the connection with the song and the highlights?
There really is none. I just felt like playing some Motley Crue today.
Okay. I was trying to figure it out. I couldn't. So why try and BS everybody and come up with a theory? Just ask the question. Mm-hmm. What's the connection? And we got the right answer from the architect of the rejoin. Dallas has a 2-1 series lead, winning the consecutive games in the Western Conference Final. And they did it in very unpredictable fashion, responding from being outplayed hugely in the first period to flipping the script and owning the Edmonton Oilers in the second period last night before walking away with a late winner to drop the Edmonton Oilers down by a pair. We'll get into the series a little bit more as we go along, mm-hmm. but one area where the Edmonton Oilers have just looked awful in this series has been their play without the goalie. Mm-hmm. The goalie pull was in game two was just horribly mismanaged. The timing of it, I don't know whether Stu Skinner went on his own or whether the bench jumped the gun, but there was no possession in the offensive zone, and Dallas was able to ice it with an empty net goal with more than 2 minutes remaining. They didn't give themselves a real chance with the goalie out in game number two. And yesterday, they pulled the goalie with an offensive zone faceoff against a team that's really good on the faceoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, as it was happening, this does not work out well for Edmonton in so many go-arounds. And Dallas won the first faceoff, didn't get it up. They tried it again, and they were able to ice it. And there, again, there was tons of time left.
Yeah.
It's a weird one to analyze, but Edmonton has done themselves zero favors with the extra attacker.
Yeah, they really haven't. And, you know, I think kind of a big reason as to why is it speaks to what you were just talking about, the faceoff prowess of Jamie Benn and the Dallas Stars. Like, if you're going to pull your goaltender in that situation on an end zone faceoff, you've got to be able to find a way to win that puck. It doesn't have to be clean, but you got to find a way to do it. And, you know, the Edmonton Oilers weren't able to do it. I mean, the Miro Heiskanen goal, it was essentially uncontested. Great move from Jamie Benn to kick it back with his skate. But, you know, the fact of the matter is the Oilers just have not been able to execute at a high enough level with a 6-on-5. And you know, they haven't really done a whole bunch on the power play either. I mean, they haven't had as many chances as they did against the Vancouver Canucks, against Dallas. But, you know, even the man advantage, it hasn't been kind to them during the series.
I would have Stuart Skinner in the net, even if you want to put him top of the circles,
mm-hmm.
and then take him out. Because if you're not a big, strong team, and Edmonton is not big, strong with all their skill players out there, to be able to go and win that puck battle. And they didn't have 2-on-1 forcing the issue by any means. Leave your guy in until you get the puck back, or leave him in until the puck comes down and you go up with six, and you forecheck easier with six. I thought it was two strange ones. And I will point out, are we like 130 years of hockey based on the rough origins of the sport? We're around 130 years.
Mm-hmm.
The plan and the execution of pulling the goaltender for the extra attacker hasn't changed in 130 years.
Yeah,
it's pandemonium.
Fair. Yeah,
and I talked about this with a coach the other night,
mm-hmm.
and he looked at me like I had five heads. But I went all in. I'm like, what hockey needs, what you need as a head coach, pointing at him,
mm-hmm.
is a light. You turn on a light, and then the goalie knows he comes. Or the light goes off, he turns around, and he goes back. Instead of 15 people on the bench
mm-hmm.
trying to figure out, because one person yells, everybody else starts yelling, and then they want the goalie to go back, and it's too late because the goalie's already there. And who's the goalie looking at? And half the time, the goalie, before the puck's dropped, is looking over the bench going, what are we doing? What are we doing? Now, I know that they've talked about it. Usually the goalie's just kind of putting on a show during that.
Yeah.
To be perfectly honest, the goalie's just trying to, hey, I'm going to have my moment in the spotlight here. What are we going to do? They've talked about it. But as far as when the puck's dropped and when to come to the bench,
mm-hmm.
it hasn't changed in 130 years. There's just 15 people waving their arms around.
Or you can do what the Vancouver Canucks did pretty effectively against the Nashville Predators and at times against the Edmonton Oilers. They would hold the puck in the defensive zone and they would get their goaltender off the ice with possession. And then they would do as you've kind of mentioned, they would go on the forecheck as a six-man unit instead of a five-man
unit. But the goalie's still looking at the bench wondering, who am I supposed to be looking at to wave? Am I supposed to be looking at the defenseman? Am I supposed to be looking at the assistant coach? Am I supposed to be looking at the coach? And doesn't the coach have other things to worry about than to be waving to the goalie? It's amazing how it hasn't changed for a century and 30 years.
So then just call up Gary, your friends, right?
Yeah.
Implement a light.
We need a light.
Push the idea. You're an idea man. Get in touch with Gary.
Would you go for it, or do you think it'd be hokey?
I mean, it has a 0% chance of actually being a thing. But I mean, like, listen.
What about a flashlight?
Why would you do that?
Morse code.
Then the puck comes down. You blinded your goaltender. And
goalie's
goal
trying
anyway.
To decipher what you're saying. Wait, I think
is that SOS or come right now?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't tell.
You know where we sit up in section 117 on the TV side for VGK games?
Yeah.
We do a hit in the after the last TV timeout. So coming back into the rink,
mm-hmm.
I will do a little, hey, this is what's coming up in the post-game show, even though I don't really know what's coming up.
Yep.
because games are usually pretty close. Mm-hmm. So I try and couch it. I have to really work on my being somewhat informative, but pretty vague.
Right.
Because I don't know whether we're going to win, we're going to lose, but the lights come on there. And I'm always scared that we're going to leave the lights on. And the odd time that it's happened, that the other goalie is going to complain that Millard's desk with those bright lights distracted me. That is one of my things that keeps me up at night, is in the middle of a tense regular season game, mm-hmm. Thatcher Demko is going to be pointing up at section 117 going, the lights.
You guys can't, like, tape that in the break and run
no,
it back?
No, it's got to be live.
It's got to be live? Okay.
I don't tape very well.
No?
No, I may be the worst broadcaster on the planet when it comes to pre-recording.
Really?
Things. I can't do it.
Why?
Live? I'm fine. And live is way more stressful. Mm-hmm. But trying to package something, whether it's an opening or a stand-up when I used to do reporting, I was the worst in the world. It had to be so perfect, and I could never nail it, and then I would get myself into a tizzy. I actually did some stuff today for the National Hockey League after we recorded the podcast with Eddie Olczyk. Listen to that. Boy, he has some things to say about coaching in the National Hockey League, mm-hmm. and where the next wave of coaches have come from, because there's been all these vacancies filled, and he thinks that we in the media and the league are not doing a good enough job in one area in particular when it comes to filling these vacancies. I believe the podcast has already dropped, but we had to do some stuff for some awards when they're handed out, and I was packaging that, and it went okay. And I said to producer Bob, for me, that went okay. And he went, really? Like, apparently it still wasn't very good. Yeah, I can't package things. I can't record.
Wow.
And I'm a professional.
I
need it to be live.
I hope Thatcher Demko gets mad at you next year at some point in the regular season.
Yeah.
Igor Shesterkin's waving maniacally because of your lights.
Could you imagine that?
I could.
Like a late season game, mm-hmm. and he's banging a stick on the ice, pointing up.
Yep.
Like those lights are on.
You've never had anybody complain, right?
Nope. Oh, no. And where we are really is not within the sight line of the goaltender.
Sure.
It's up and to the right of the visiting goalie. But I could see it. I could definitely see it. There have been times in arenas. I want to say Florida had their drapes open one time. Mm-hmm. Because it was a day game and the light was shining through the entrance into the bowl, and that occurred, that distracted goaltenders in that game. So there's been examples of it over the years, and I'm nervous to be that operation. And I know for a fact everybody would bail,
mm-hmm.
everybody would just walk away, and it would just be me, and it would be Gosher saying
no.
It looks like they're pointing at Mallard.
You wouldn't be there to clean up the mistake. You would bail first.
No, I can't because I'm tied down.
Well,
I'm all connected. It's the one time that I wouldn't. I would
you
like
can't
to
get away.
Oh, I would like to fall off the chair
sure.
and crawl down.
Yeah,
but I can't because I'm all strapped in with all the cables and things like that.
Which goalie in the National Hockey League would you least want to be upset with you in that moment?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Ooh, there's some. I know, like, I would take some guys that I know a little bit. I would like it to be them because then I could reach out after and say, hey, it's okay. It was just me. I apologize. But if it's, like, Sergei Bobrovsky.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like it if it was Andrei Vasilevsky, because I think Vasilevsky would be animated about something like that. That would bother me quite a bit. Not that it's just two Russian guys. I think Jake Oettinger I would be able to handle pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Talbot I'd be able to handle pretty well. Who else
Jake,
would I?
Jake Allen would just roll his eyes at you.
Oh, Jake and I'd be fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Jake and I.
Classic Mallard.
We're good. Who went to New Jersey from Montreal?
Jake Allen.
Sorry, I was thinking Jordan Binnington before. Jordan Binnington or Jake Allen, we'd be totally fine on that side of it.
Huh.
Connor Hellebuyck, that'd be a tough one.
Yeah. He'd be mad at you.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't go down and talk to they call him Helly.
So you wouldn't try to make it right after the game?
No, I would just hope it went away.
What if it didn't?
I know their goalie coach pretty well.
Yeah.
And I might send him a note, Wade Flaherty, but that's about it. I would laugh though with Fred Brathwaite and Sean Burke. I would send them a note saying, "Hey, I'm trying to do my part here." And I would try to own it on that side.
Would you reach out to Chevy?
No, I wouldn't tell Chevy it was me. I'd probably if Chevy asked me, I'd probably say it was in-house.
I had nothing to do with it.
Yeah,
it was the entertainment team.
Yeah,
all it was them. Chinook.
Throw everyone else Chinook. Under the bus. Love
it's
it.
Mark Chinook and Katie Marie. Their fault.
Katie Marie did it. Yeah, wasn't me.
Poor Bojo.
I like Bojo too.
I like Bojo. He's hysterical.
They're the ones.
Yes,
it's them.
See those three over there? It's them.
Well, because Chevy doesn't know them.
Yeah, yeah.
So it'll be fine. It's not like he's going to do a deep investigation.
Yeah, but maybe he should. Chinook is Canadian, so yeah. I think you would not throw Chinook under the bus. The other two, Bojo and Katie Marie.
No. I wouldn't say Chinook. I would just say in-house.
Oh, okay, yeah. But point at those three.
He might blame it on P.A. Bruce.
Oh, yeah, Bruce, yeah. You hear that guy who says free tacos? Yeah, it was all him.
Gosh.
Bruce is so vain, he would stand up and say it's me.
While saying free tacos.
Yeah.
from a different place in the room.
Bruce would like it to be him. Who are we kidding? He would love that. Right, Bruce? Let's tee up hour number two, and we're going to do a whole bunch of legit hockey talk. It's the VGK Insider Show on Fox Sports Las Vegas. Turn the lights off.
This is the VGK Insider Show on Fox Sports Las Vegas, 98.9 FM and 1340 AM.
That's it, eh? I was looking for a little bit more. I was looking for a little bit more than that.
Well, we're pressed for time, so
oh, is that why?
Somewhere yes. between yeah. a okay. 2-minute yeah. rejoin and a 30-second rejoin.
Yeah,
yeah.
But you know what? Help out, like cover up the awkwardness of me not knowing that we're actually back.
If I told you we didn't have a
exactly, because we did have a big discussion during the commercial break about how much time we have left.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
But there was no mention of it's just going to be a short rejoin or anything like that. There's nothing.
At least he turned your mic on.
Well, I had to sneeze. I had to sneeze, so that's why I didn't say anything.
Oh, was that why?
You had to sneeze for 2 minutes?
No, I literally just sneezed. You're looking right at me.
So what were you doing for the other 3 minutes?
When I
said, how much time do we have when you come back? And you said about 2 minutes.
I was looking at the television.
Oh, so.
Yeah. You didn't have to sneeze then.
No.
And believe it or not, we've made big progress from the start of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the first 3.5 weeks?
Oh, yeah. Well, you're like talking before the welcome back to the VGK Insider Show.
No, not just me. Like there was zero days. We didn't go a day without something happening.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Day without an incident.
Well, you know what the best part is? When I podcast this, I'll just edit that awkward pause out so no one will have any idea that.
You're way too lazy to do that.
No, I'm definitely not.
You're way too lazy to go down that path. Hour number two is next.